Okay.
Yep.
That would do for a lot of things.
Sleep's one of them, huh?
You can have these two.
Yeah. Boomer and I could kind of share this.
You have some papers in front of you, Al. I don't know if there's a color map, but there's not. There's one for you.
It doesn't, he doesn't have that one.
Okay, that's just passing around.
You don't think we're, is it?
The orders are floating around.
The orders are floating.
I don't know about all the other crap in the box.
Oh, that's, do I have it? I pulled that out.
Usually there's another one with letters from the family.
That is right. I think he has it, Chris.
Okay.
That's the stuff that I pulled out, the.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Where are we? Halloween water?
Yeah.
Boy, are we gonna do that?
Somebody can call it off eventually.
Call the meeting order at 7:00.
I'll bring it just in case he wants to.
7:55.
That he really needs. But if he has a lot of stuff next to him, it makes him look a lot more important.
Do we have any notifications?
Other than removing the.
Yes.
That is agenda.
The.
Here, I'll make you a copy of this one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a couple of them in the file. I got them.
You got
them? Yeah. There is a letter, and there are an email from a Wyndham selectman regarding a noise complaint from the weekend.
You want me to tell me what the hell? You want me to tell us what you want to tell me?
I don't want to tell
them anything. Were they doing it on Sunday night?
Yes.
Yeah, they did it last night. Yeah. They were banging on Sunday night. Like right around 10:30, I can hear it over.
I haven't heard a voice word. I haven't heard a water.
The funny part of it is, though, Al and I were talking to Biggie this morning, and Biggie said, I know I'm getting a little hard of hearing, but I was in lot one, and I didn't think it was that bad. So he was only 700 or 800 feet away from it. But it might have been the plane that it was on.
I didn't hear it.
Because
I can hear it over our
I almost said to her at one point, like, do you hear that?
Because anyway. I think Ray heard it last night.
Could be. Roy Valentine said he heard it loud at his house. He said it was hammering.
I couldn't hear it. It was really garbled, but I could hear the bass.
You knew there was noise.
And I knew there was a snare buildup or something like that. But I was like, is somebody having a party
it's,
by us?
In there, the email is in that stack.
Do I really want to read it?
It's up to you.
I can summarize it if it's easier.
You should probably go to hell, Al. You're good at it.
That's damn right.
I think the gist
50 years of practice.
He also called the office today.
Just lose a couple of the adjectives and nouns you use occasionally.
He was on the phone with Kent for a while. He was pretty upset. I think that the noise kept him and his cows. His cows were upset, and the I think it was the bass.
Who was this?
This Wyndham selectman said that the bass was shaking the house and.
4.3 on the Richter.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, plates are vibrating and the panel of bell rings.
I did noise banging in New York. I can tell you it wasn't vibrating his house at that distance. You might have heard it, but it wasn't vibrating.
He was pretty.
But the currents and stuff can do weird things.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it, though. You probably didn't. Because they only had to notify, like, direct local people that they were doing it. Because I know Stratton sent out an email to a bunch of people saying that the event was going on because they were required to do so. But I don't think they need to do it as far as we
know. Well, and do they have to get a permit to play after 10 p.m.?
I think they did, or there might have been a carve-out because they were done by 11 or something like that, but I know they had to do something for their act.
I don't know what our zoning
system is. We don't have it.
So the state of Vermont has a statewide law. It's called, like, I forget what it is, but basically there's a 10 p.m. noise ordinance statewide.
Oh.
And there are carve-outs for it. Like, when we had our wedding, the band could play till 11:30 on top of Cooper Hill, I think. 11:30 or 12. I don't remember exactly. But.
So just play the cops come. And you negotiate another half hour and
you want to have another drink?
Well, I feel sorry if people are offended by noise in a special concert, but
I saw this thing on Facebook the other day. It said a schedule of fines just means it's legal for a price.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. What do you got for us?
Great. So updates. Our stormwater permit for Act 250 was approved. I now have that. It's in force until 2031, I think. They approved it with both locations. Stormwater is just more concerned about the total disturbance. Act 250, as of this morning, closed its 10-day administrative review comment period, and I should be hearing back, and they should be going to their 30-day objection period, where a public comment where people can make comments. But the staff hasn't objected at anything, so I'm pretty confident that it'll go through. I should get some emails in the next couple of days, I hope.
Cool.
So stormwater and Act 250 are essentially done. We've raised just about $26,000 towards the $30,000 that we needed for the cross-country trail and the blue trail. They're right around $25,000, $26,000, but you know, we're going to start doing the work anyway. We'll figure the rest out. The stuff for the adaptive improvements or ADA improvements, we have not heard back yet from the Christopher Reeve Foundation. I imagine that I'm going to hear back in the next 2 weeks from them. But as of right now, we'll be working over at REC from July 1st to August 15th on those two trails, which should be really cool. The cross-country trail, I think, will be enjoyed by a lot of people because it's much easier lower down when they can get around. So that's where we are with our permits and our funding for that. We're real, real close. Kelly Brush reached out to us to see if we wanted the $4,000 that we were never awarded for making the additional adaptive improvements that they had suggested for the Stratton Town Forest. And then another donor came to me and was willing to offer $6,000 to finish the climbing trail. I don't know what our current state of affairs.
It's a little note that Ken left her out.
Is good. I don't know.
He's got this wrong here. We'll just remind him.
We pretty much discussed it. Until this is resolved, I don't see how we can go forward with anything new, right?
Yeah, and there's a note there from Bob Fisher about the suit tonight saying that we're agreeing not to do anything else until this is settled.
So that,
I have to make a... Does that screw you up?
No, not really. I mean, so that leads me to my next question. So... before we ever got the cease and desist, and this is probably something that Bob needs to answer, one of our board members had spent several months working on the rock climbing areas or the bouldering zones in there. That was done before they ever issued the cease and desist, and we just never mentioned it in any of the trail maps or anything like that. It would be nice to mention that to people to show that something, you know, is going on in the property. It's just not sitting there. But I would imagine Bob needs to make a decision on whether...
We can't do anything in there, because I'm pretty sure it's going to court.
Well, it was already done. I'm just saying it was done prior to the cease and desist. All right, that's not a big one.
I think based on that email, it's absolutely going to court. Okay. I mean, there ain't no question. it's going.
I'm pretty sure we've been served.
We haven't been served yet.
No, I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what that email said. She's going to start filing whatever she has to do. And there is a note there. That note to the right of your Gatorade bottle there deals with something we have to do tonight. That little note there from Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to just... It may want to come up under the town forest thing, not necessarily this, but...
Agree not to build additional trails, but we'll maintain existing trails.
Yeah, that's what we talked about before.
Yeah.
Nothing new, just
maintaining the status quo on what we got.
Yeah.
Maintain what we can. And...
Okay. No, that's not. I just wanted. I didn't want to put it on a trail map because we're just about to do the summer maps. I didn't want to put the bouldering area on there and then kick a hornet's nest. I just wanted to check with you guys beforehand. But yeah, I think that's kind of where we are. You know, we've got our permits, a bunch of money for Strat and Rec, and we're waiting on that one last leave grant. So maybe we can.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we're going to be there from July, and then in June we're doing the right of way improvements out past Dan and Bob's camp out of Somerset.
Okay.
So I mean, we're good. It's not like last year.
That's not part of the town forest.
No, it's for the right of way that goes out from the Catamount out to Far Beyond Road. I mean, eventually it would tie into the Stratton Town Forest, but the right of way is the right of way, and the Nature Conservancy can't stop anybody from doing stuff on the right of way. So it's a separate project. Actually, it's in Somerset. It's not even in the town of Stratton.
Okay.
So we're not doing anything. I don't know if you know the camps out there. It's down at the bottom by. Bob's dad's camp and the sheriff's camp lower down. That's where we're working out. It might be on the Stratton border.
Which sheriff's camp?
The Windham County Sheriff.
Steve Rowell.
Yeah, he's not a sheriff.
He's a retired robber.
Oh, he's retired? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. But basically from down where the camps are out to the big turn on the snowmobile trail, right when you get to Somerset, we're hardening all the soft spots and just cleaning up the drainage. So that people at the camp can get out, and then when we make the connection from Grout Pond down along Somerset to Stratton Town Forest, that it'll be easier for people to use.
Okay.
But we'll be out there for a month in June, and then July.
When this one will be resolved, who knows? Hopefully, it will be done soon.
Yeah. All right, so I won't do it. I'll just update the map as summer. I won't make any new additions to it.
Yeah. What does it look like?
Yeah, actually, amazingly, the trail at Stratton Rec and the town forest, the trails are in incredible condition.
Really?
There wasn't a lot of freeze thaw. There aren't a lot of rocks. Like, very minimal maintenance. We were out at Stratton Town Forest on Saturday with a group of four guys. We did most of the maintenance. So if it doesn't rain that much this week, we'll probably open the trails for the season this week or next week. I mean, we're in pretty good shape. One other thing I wanted to bring up is this summer, and I know me and Chris have talked about it, we've had a bunch of users at Stratton Rec complain that they're not really sure where they're going because they forget to download the map with them when they go.
We got
to
get working on that kiosk.
Yeah. So at some point, and we're going to be over there for a long time this summer. But I'd like to definitely get a kiosk up there because it'll help. We're starting to see enough numbers that I think it would be helpful.
Yeah.
To have something there.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't forget about it last year.
No. We kind of talked about it.
The weeks went by and then all of a sudden
It got to winter. Yeah. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But I have the trail camera numbers from last season, and depending upon what month it was anywhere from 300 to 500 people we were seeing. That's significant when it was probably. Maybe 50 or 60 users.
Yeah.
So we definitely increased the uses up there.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be a nice addition.
Sure. No, we need it. Years ago, we had one, and it pretty much got destroyed. It got shot up, and it was tipping over, and we just eliminated it. But, yeah, we should have one.
We
have a lot better mapping capability, so we can make it nice. Okay. We can do something cool.
All right. We'll work on it.
Absolutely.
All right, great.
Yep. Awesome. Yep.
I think that's all that I have for you guys. That's
cool.
Okay.
Wish there was more.
Whatever.
So as far as that note that Kent left, do we have to, show a motion on that?
I think so. I think that's what he would like.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion that that we're not going to do any further work until...
Maintain what we got?
Yeah, no more new trails. Maintain what we have until the litigation is...
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Awesome. I got my orders. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
No worries. I appreciate you guys. Have a good night. Nick.
Your mom bar isn't going to be here tonight, right?
No.
No.
No crew issues.
No, there's a few. Our salt supplier, Peter, at Appalachie, called me about a week and a half ago. And he has a good supply of salt now. They finally caught their breath from the winter. And his buildings were full, and he had a couple more barges coming in. And he made an offer that because of everything that's going on in the world and not knowing like what the fuel prices are going to be, because the fuel affects him on both ends. It affects the barges and the trucking.
Yeah.
He said, I'm reaching out to all my towns to see if anybody wants to start filling their shed now, because he said, most of my truckers haven't switched over to asphalt yet. And he said, none of them have really hit me with a fuel surcharge yet. So I said, it's a great idea, but I said, I don't have any money left. And he said, well, would you have money after July 1st? Because he said, I'm willing to let you wait. I'll bill you after July 1st. So I talked to Allie, because I know that sometimes we don't have a lot of revenue until we get that September tax payment. But Allie said that she felt that we're probably talking about a figure of about $50,000 to $60,000. And Allie said, I'm pretty confident that we can come up with that. So I think it's a potential money savings, because he said he'll hold this last winter's price until May 1st. And he said, I may even hold it beyond that as long as my truckers don't come in and say, all right, it's $5 more a ton now, or $10 more a ton. So I would recommend we jump on it. Well, no, and he said, Peter said, what scares me is, he said, I could see this stuff going up 20 or 30 bucks a ton. So I think we ought to jump on it.
Yeah,
so I confirmed with him today. I'll get as much in there as we can.
Stuff all you can
and yeah, yeah. Stuff yep. Can yep. Yep. Okay. So okay. That's cool. The guys have been doing a lot of tree work up on Penny Avenue. I think we're pretty close to opening it. Stuart said it's in really good shape. The only thing I suggested was let's get through like tomorrow and Wednesday when it's supposed to warm up to 70
yeah.
and just make sure we don't have a big giant goo hole somewhere, you know. I mean, because it can happen,
yeah.
you know.
Rain coming,
well, yeah. So I figured possibly by the end of the week. I mean, I want to get it back open as soon as we can, too.
Yeah.
So. Well, no, I know. I mean, but I don't want to keep it closed for no reason.
No.
But it's been a good time for them. They've cut a lot of those trees that were really close to the road. And
Al wants us open it to spring 27.
So there's that. Not really a whole lot else. I've coordinated crack sealing for the summer. And just other, you know, and I'm hoping that I may start working part-time next week. I go to the doctor, and I'm getting around pretty good. I mean, I won't be out cutting trees with them.
Well,
but,
yeah.
I mean, if I can come in and do some, you know, do some stuff. And
administrative work and
yeah.
whatever, yeah.
And that's about it. I don't know if you want to talk about that speed limit issue now over there.
Yeah.
Where's that, in the village?
Yeah.
The village, yeah, they want to get the speed limit the same as on this end, the same as on the other end. It's 45 in Wind Hall. They drop it to 35, and then it becomes 25 as a town line. And the corporation wants the outside end of this end of it over here to be the same, 35 miles an hour out of the 25 mile an hour zone.
Through the village?
Why, we go 25 and then right to 40.
Yeah.
And that really shouldn't do that anyway, but. Make it 35 miles an hour out of the 25 mile an hour zone, and leave it 35 all the way over to Sunbowl. That's what I want to do.
Yeah,
what I think we should do.
Yeah, we should. Make
we have to do a traffic study for any of that.
Yeah, we're gonna go through
all that.
I don't think it's that complicated. I talked to Jeff today.
Yeah, not complicated, just
time consuming. A little bit. Yeah, it won't take them long. And what I was thinking about today is, I'm wondering if we ought to maybe schedule it for like. Right around Memorial Day to get a little bit more accurate representation, because right now it's dead.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll tell Jeff to put us on the list for sometime around the end of May when things start picking up a little bit. We'll still get the school traffic and the day-to-day traffic, but maybe a little bit more.
I did talk to Matt today, and he may paint over there this weekend. So I got to talk to Biggie because Biggie's going to help us get it cleaned up.
Yeah.
So, and the guys can go over too, but there's some parts of it where a broom would work better than just a blower, you know. So it's possible that Matt said he had actually been up here riding around because he got the RFP for the town of Windhalls, and he said, I was actually going to reach out to you because he said, I noticed it took a beating during the winter.
Yeah.
And he said it is going to go up a little bit on the labor end. The paint stayed the same, but he said the price of fuel is just going to drive it up a little bit. But, I mean, everything's going up with the fuel.
It is what it is.
Yep.
I'm not sure it's going to be painted.
Yep. So,
and has the broom before running that Bobcat.
Yeah. So they can do that. And then I'll keep working on what we have to do with that traffic study, and I'm looking into those signs.
Looking into the signs.
Yep, I'm looking into it. I haven't heard anything back yet. Yeah.
Some kind of price on electronic signs, see if they collect some data.
That's what I'm looking. That's what I'm getting information on. Yeah. They're expensive. I looked
like
at the
radar sign that records.
They also collect like traffic count, speed, and everything. They store it all. Jay has some in Newfane. I think the town of Newfane has like 6 or 8 of them, and you get a lot of information out of them. I think they're almost $4,000 a sign.
Right.
They're like between $3,500 and $4,000 a sign. They're not cheap, you know.
No,
but nothing.
Yeah, I think he's going to help us down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it would be bad to put one on. You know, I could see Stratton Island Road. You know, in between my place and Southworth.
Yeah. Yep.
One,
and I can like I can
like
see
on the straightaway there on,
oh, yeah.
on Mountain Road.
I can see if there's any grant money available for it. Sometimes there's money like that around.
Yeah.
You know, I can ask Patrick if he knows of anything.
Sure.
But you know,
it's like I was chewing on Jimmy Ryan the other day. I'm like, why do your guys drive through the village? Why do they come this way? If you take Route 30 to Route 100, it's 3 miles longer and the same amount of time.
Yep.
Like.
Yep. The last time they paved Stratton Arlington Road, Tom Fuller sent all his pavement trucks that way. The guys liked it better.
It's easier on your truck.
It is.
Less braking, less acceleration, less turning.
It's like all of his drivers say, they're like, the only thing we don't like about Stratton is it's uphill both ways. It's like, it really, I mean, that pulling that access roads, it's a pull. When you start out at nothing, when you're loaded, it's tough on their trucks. And that year, he was like, Zach, his kid, I think, was the one who kind of brainstormed. He said, let's try it for a day. And the guys were like, yeah, we like it. They were coming around. They were coming back empty. They were looping,
okay,
you know, but they were like, yeah, we kind of like that better, you know. It's not bad.
It's a lot easier to run.
Yeah.
When
you're
loaded, it's got to be.
Yeah. Yep.
I've been this way with log truck.
I had a guy who worked for me, lived in Dover, drove to Wadsworth's shop every day, you know. And he would alternate every week, and he tracked his fuel because he was just bored. It's like, I burned 8 more gallons of fuel driving through Stratton.
Yeah.
It's all up and down.
It is.
Yeah, and it's a pretty gradual down and a pretty gradual up coming the other way, you know,
until
you get to Pipe Ridge.
It starts
to get steep. But that's really it.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty easy pull. Yeah.
So that's about all that's going on with us. Viking called me the other day. We're still on schedule for next spring for the next truck replacement, but everything else is going good. They've been busy doing stuff, and gonna start getting into picking up trash and some of that kind of stuff now.
Where did we leave the grader?
Well, I think what we want to do is I'd like to get that like ordered in December to beat next year's price increase, and we won't have it till after July 1st, so we'll just throw that in the budget.
The grader.
But other than that, Tim's going to take a couple days off next week, take his family away while they're all out of school, and I may go in and, you know, do some stuff with Stuart. You know, he can do stuff alone, too.
Yeah.
Well, just do what you can do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How you feel?
I feel good.
Don't beat yourself up.
I've improved a lot in the last couple of days. I noticed, like, a big, like, I'm walking better, and the swelling's down a little bit. Stairs, I'm still a little bit slow on. It's just, this one's just been slower than the other one. It just, you know, but it's going good.
Did she crack the other one while she had the outtake?
She did, but she didn't get that much out of it.
She didn't?
No.
What do you mean crack it?
Well, I lost some of the range of motion in it.
Oh, so she was like...
And I had been working throughout the summer to try to stretch it.
Yeah.
And then she said to me, I said, I'm a little bit concerned. And she said, well, while you're out, I can try to manipulate it. I said, put that thing up in my ear for all I care.
But just wouldn't go?
She said, I did all I dared.
I'd love to watch a video of that.
You ever watch that operation?
Oh, well, it's
pretty,
I mean, I just like
it's barbaric what they do to you.
They're just carpenters with stainless
steel. Basically, they go in there with a Milwaukee multi-tool and they chop your leg off and they bash on it, bang on it. It's pretty barbaric.
Yeah.
It's like,
just do what you got to do.
Manzor said his sister said she's been a physical therapist for like almost 30 years. And she said, when I was at BU, she said we got to watch one. And she was like, I was shocked how she was like, wow.
Well, think that, what they
know,
do. How the hell is she going to do it?
Exactly. I mean, exactly.
Well, you just don't think of.
Right, you don't think it's a hammer and chisel. You think they got better stuff.
Yeah. Well, Ron Tijon told me jokingly a few years ago, I said to him, I said, if you want to do it right here in the town garage, I said, I got most of the tools. He said, you basically have all the tools that we use in there. He said, ours are just more expensive because they have to be made out of titanium or stainless steel. Okay. But he said, with your carpentry ability, you could do one. And I was like, nope, sorry, not doing it.
No,
but, it's crude, but it's getting there. It's doing good.
It amazes me. It don't take them long, either.
No.
A little over an hour.
55 minutes, she told me.
You're done.
Yep.
No shit.
Yeah.
My back was longer than that.
Yeah.
Back's a good.
Yeah.
It was only like an hour and 40.
Yeah. That's amazing. But I don't think I really have much else. I think the logging is done out Grout Pond for this year.
Okay.
When the snowbank does subside up there, we do have a no camping sign for Webster Monument, so hopefully that doesn't turn into a dump again this summer. And then I'll work with Steve on trying to come up with a key house.
Do that. I know the kids might go up there.
I know. It's sad. There's a lot of local people that it's going to screw up. It's just, unfortunately, it's like the one kid that always ruins recess for everybody.
Yeah.
you can't do that. But I don't really have anything else. And then I think bids are next meeting, so the annual bids and so all that crap. So, all right, I'll get some salt coming.
Okay. Act 181. Why don't we clean up the rest of the little shit before we delve into this thing?
Good idea.
I think this is going to be. I ain't going to want to do nothing after this. We've got consider readoption of the local emergency management plan with no changes.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Call all in rec area requests. Do we have any?
Yeah,
there's several.
Well, Boomer kind of had a good point before we started, though. One of the dates is the date that we would probably want to have our town Christmas party on. These people are really early in planning this year.
Yeah, they're looking at a couple of dates in 2027 and one date in 2026, December. It's on they're on the agenda, Al.
So
the requested date.
It might be a good idea to say that if that's when we want to do it. I don't care. But it was a good point.
First Saturday in December. That's usually that one.
We usually do the first or the second. There's only three before. I think we should do the Christmas party that day.
Sure.
With that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what he's got planned, but we'll just tell him again another day.
And I'm gonna throw in another date on that. I'm gonna throw in the week of November like 10th through the 14th for the turkey supper.
Yeah, that's turkey supper.
And that way if they decide not to do it, we can always cancel it. But at least, as long as we're approving stuff, we might as well do them all.
Yeah.
They usually start, it would be like Tuesday the 10th, and then, or basically reserve it from the 10th through the 15th, and that gives them Sunday to clean up.
Okay.
But as far as I'm concerned, all the rest of them are fine.
Except for the fifth.
Right. And then that gives them some time to maybe jog their plans. Maybe they can do it the following week or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that one, the Dorsa has the 23rd of May.
Yeah. It's funny, when I read that first date, I was like, maybe the person who did this used a European format? Because they do day, month, year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but that doesn't work for the next ones.
So, no to that one.
No to 12-5, but the rest
12-5.
Of it. Yes.
And do we want to maybe, like, I don't know if it works for them, but do we want to say they can have it on the 13th, which is the following week, the following Saturday?
12.
Yes, the 12th,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
But counter with the 12th?
Yeah.
Yeah, that way.
And if she agrees to the 12th, it's already approved, then we don't have to have this conversation again.
And we don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. On an odd chance somebody comes in and says, hey, we want the 12th.
Yep.
She's already got it.
Yeah. And if that don't work, we figure something out. I mean, you can always have the Christmas party on the 13th. 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
12 instead of the 12th. I mean, 12, yeah. Instead of the 5th.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't be too far away from Christmas.
Well, for the past 4 years, it's always that our party has always coincided with another one that a lot of Stratton residents go to. And I think it's hurting our attendance because
of which one is that?
Holden's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like Coop's always trying to get out.
Yeah, and Dennis. And
yeah, like myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real tie up between the two.
Okay.
Cool.
Yep. Cool. Your drums just can't get enough on one night, huh?
I'll have to think of a Coop shop.
Maybe it's the last meeting. What's that?
So move.
Second. Somebody?
Second.
Aye.
Okay.
Move to approve the minutes. You get the fleet permit.
You just seconded that, right, Greg?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
and those, do we need to sign those as well,
the
fleets?
Yeah,
I
think he's working on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those were in there.
Okay, we get a fleet permit for Consolidated Communication.
Tell them if they take their old poles down.
Tell them they give us a better service.
Yeah,
tell them they're going to take their old poles down.
Steady, it was kind of true.
There were, I think Allie was saying, like, June-ish?
Oh, yeah.
For.
And then we get Fetty and his basically consolidated. They're going to hang their stuff.
Oh, they are?
That's what it sounds like, yeah. Huh. QXO. Who the hell is QXO? That stuff's not too far from us anyway, from what I understand.
I don't know.
I think it's at the Wardsboro line.
QXO.
Yeah, on the audio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I talked to Chris Consolidated a couple of weeks ago because they called me because Southworth's got a call saying that.
Formerly Beacon Building Products?
Oh, that would make sense. We have approved one for Beacon before. Beacon's a one-stepper like a Harvey. They're WW competition. ABC Supply.
Residential roofing, commercial roofing, siding, waterproofing.
Yeah.
Jasper, Indiana. Sarah Mendoza.
I'm sure that We were just on their list because I know we've approved them for Beacon before.
National Energy Control Services.
Yep.
Okay. And then, who does our... Oh, Tom Fuller. Fuller Sandy.
Oh, Jesus. That fly-by-nighter.
Yeah, goddamn. I'm making a motion to approve. Well, I guess I don't need a motion. I just need to sign them.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I guess I do need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
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 Aye. And I guess that's it, except for the 181. 181.
Yeah.
Might be a
good idea.
I'm thinking.
I don't know a ton about it, but I know I don't like what little I know about it.
Just when you think they can't top something like that, 60 or something.
Yeah.
Bang. Wow. They still got it.
Yeah. Yeah, this will make a lot of, you know, just normal folks want to move here so that they can have kids, so they can maybe develop enough of a population to reopen the three schools they've closed in Windham County this year.
Yeah.
And then to fill those big ones, they want
to... They want
to
build...
They knock these down and build the new ones to save money.
Yeah. Genius, isn't it?
We don't have, do we have an actual copy of the bill?
Of the whole bill?
Yeah.
No.
She tried to give us kind of a dumbed up version of it. And there is what there is another meeting coming up in Wynn Hall if anybody wants to go to it.
That's what that was about today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a big one. Like 3 hour meeting.
Yeah.
Let me see what that is.
It really cuts in either. What you can do with your land and what you can't do with your land. It's insanity is what it is.
I think it's hard enough. Yeah.
Yeah, talking about trying to build more houses.
Like this?
Yeah.
But they basically want to consolidate in the village center.
Yeah.
What they want to do.
Mm-hmm. I think they just want, they want to control
water,
everything.
Public sewer.
Yeah. They want to control everything.
On the 21st, there's a meeting at the Mountain School, but there's also a Zoom link about it. And then there's another one on June 4th that also goes into Act 59 and Act 181.
What's 59?
59 is the one that is another conservation act that I just found out about the other day that is 30%, they want 30% of the state to be in conservation by 2030, and then 50% of the state to be in conservation by 2050, is the basic gist, as I understand.
They want more conservation as the population is increasing. That makes a lot of sense.
So
that's one way to stop population growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no place to build. Yeah,
yeah, they kind of tie together.
Them in the National Forest, right?
Yeah.
Known as the Community Resilience and Biodiversity Protection Act, aims to conserve 30% of Vermont's landscape by 2030. And it's not just public land, it's also privately owned land that is at stake for that as well. As I as it reads here. State-owned land.
How much state is national forest? Do you think that'd be 30%?
A lot.
Right?
Over 60% of our town is.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know what the percentage
but I don't know.
But
I think they have a 30%. 18,000 acres, I think they have in town.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But there's also some parts of the state where there isn't much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, actually, it's on a map. There is a national forest map of the whole state here somewhere in this room that shows where they are. Yeah, maybe.
Public lands make up 19% is what Google says.
Of the state?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Actually, in the whole state, they don't have a whole lot, but they have a lot right here. That's what makes you think they have a lot.
I think up through, like, parts of, like, Windsor and Rutland County, I think they got some chunks up there, like, up through, like,
yeah, they follow
Mount,
the spine
Mount Tabor,
the
you know, yeah.
20% is a pretty large chunk.
Yeah. It's good. That's a fifth, you know.
I don't know how many square miles are in the state, but yeah, I don't know.
Well.
So, I mean, essentially what we're getting at here with this Act 181 is that we want to more or less cut and paste another town's objection letter.
Voice our displeasure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already talked to Ken about that. He says there's like 171 towns that are against this so far.
Yeah. How many got total? Like 251.
252.
And
251
so far?
Yeah.
You got to hit everyone.
Yeah. That's what they're shooting for.
Yeah. 177 towns so far, and we're just starting was the most as of yesterday.
Yeah.
Tom Fuller's really advocating it in Rutland County. I mean, getting it nixed. Yeah. You know, he's very concerned about it.
They're taking away a lot of people's rights.
Well, I think he's also a decent-sized property owner up there, too. Yeah. You know, that potentially may want to expand his operation or let his son and you know.
Or maybe they want to just build a house out in the middle of the freaking woods.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or even if he has to make a road to get material. It's not even just building a house. Even if you want to build a road, if he finds a vein of gravel, if he wants to go that hole, but still, I mean, I think it's not even just building a house. I think, you know.
Well, like Steve said, when they originally wrote it, they had recreation.
Yeah.
You know, building a bike trail in the town forest would have done it.
Yeah, they just want complete control of everything in the state.
Okay. We ought to find out, you know, our elected officials. How many of them voted for this crap?
There's a way you can find that out easily. It showed who voted.
Send that meaningful letter.
Yeah.
What the hell were you thinking?
Yeah.
That's on here too on this Facebook page that people are.
Well, if you guys had time to research that and see who voted for, who voted against, and then send them a letter. Okay, you know what?
Yeah, or at least CC them on the one letter.
Laura has voiced her opposition to this, right?
Yes, she has.
And she voted against it, then, I assume. Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
But we don't know. She was a ball of fire when she first went there, but she's like everybody else. If you don't fall in line with everybody that's there, you don't get anywhere.
Yeah.
But I mean, especially being from Dover.
Yeah.
Don't think she'd be very popular.
We've had that problem for years and years and years. They just, we're going to go up there, we're going to do this, we're against that, we're against the other thing. But if you go up there and complain about it, they kick you down, put you on some committee that doesn't amount to a pee hole in the snow, and there you are, stuck doing nothing. You get nothing done, you can't have a say.
There's a link right here that somebody posted. This is the good part of Facebook, social media.
Yeah.
So this link says roll call vote record H.687 Act 181 and Act relating to community resilience and biodiversity protection through land use, date 5/8/2024. Shall the House concur in the Senate proposal of amendment with further proposal of amendment word salad as offered by Rep. Bongartz of Manchester and others as amendment? Total yes, total no. Now if I scroll down to Sibilia, I see a yay.
You voted for it.
I mean, so I found a pretty broke. That's the House, right?
Yeah. She's gonna wrap.
Yeah. The Senate.
But she voted for that.
This is May of 2024.
Okay. Campion of Bennington voted for it. Harrison of Wyndham.
Back in May.
Hashim of Wyndham both voted for it.
So both senators and our rep voted for it.
Looks that way to me.
But now she is changed her opinion, I believe.
I should hope so. Just like Ag 60 all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fixed that numerous times. Look how much better it's gotten.
Yeah. So shove everything down your damn throat.
Yeah.
That sounds good when they first come up with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I saw Laura knowing this, I would just say, okay, why didn't you vote for it in the first place?
And this 325 is the one that is pending with, it passed the House and is currently with the Senate to one of the things, 325. And I don't, I'll be honest, I don't know what the other things are in that bill because I've only been paying attention or trying to of how it affects 181 is pushing back the rollout dates for the Tier 2 road rule and the Tier 3 is pushing it because the road rule is set to go into effect July 1st of this year and the Tier 3 is set to go into effect December 31st of this year. Unless that Act 325 goes through. And then it will be pushed out.
Well, I know Bobby Fischer was saying when he left the last meeting that we ought to repeal it. You know,
325.
The thing that I find is every time I try to read something about it, I almost come away more confused than when I started. You know, I mean, because it's... I just don't have the retention that some people do. And I just... I get frustrated because I'm like, I don't even know what I'm reading here.
Well, it gets so confusing when you're reading it. You can't maintain what you're reading and what you're about to read.
The thing that I struggled with, and I'll be honest with you, is finding what's the most recent documentation because the LURB, the Land Use Review Board, is still hashing out so much of this that if I find a document when I'm searching online, I'm not confident that's the most, even if it's dated, I'm like, well, is it because some of the stuff I'm finding is October. I'm like, well, that's October 2025, and I know they've been working on it since then. So one of the things that I've been playing around with is trying to see, and if anyone's interested, I'm happy to reach out to Alex. And I apologize, I'm blanking on his name. It's Alex something, and he's kind of heading up mostly the Tier 3 portion. He's on the Land Use Review Board, the LURB. I can invite him to come and speak to us, or at the very least, I can ask him to send me the most recent documentation that they have, or at least point me in the right direction for the most recent documentation.
Is he one of the guys going to be at that meeting at the Mountain School?
He is, I don't know if he's at the Mountain School one, but he is.
Somebody, when I was reading through that, I think somebody from that is supposed to be there.
I think he is. He was in that very first recording Zoom that I sent out. He was in that one. And I think you're right, Greg. I think he is in this one. Let's see, Beth Grant, the Mountain School. Paul Caraccio, Janet Hurley. Yes, Alex Weinhagen. Yes, he is. So he will be there at 6:30.
Okay, so we could probably pick his brain there if he decided to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think the gangway should go over there kind of thing? Or what?
The school?
I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I don't think it would hurt.
The 21st?
Yeah.
What is that? That's next Thursday?
Is next Wednesday or Thursday?
Tuesday.
Why not?
Next Thursday.
From Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm looking at May. Sorry.
It's Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. I was looking at May.
It's a Tuesday. Yeah. It's next Tuesday.
There is also a Zoom link, but that's not going to help if you want
to
ask questions.
I don't think it would be a bad thing. I mean, I'm going to try to go at the mountains.
What time is it?
It starts at 6. His portion is at 6:30, and then, but question and answers don't begin until 7:15.
You'll have to stick around for all that.
Right.
So the agenda is 6 p.m. start, explanation, history of Act 181, Paul Caraccio, I'm not sure who he is.
It could be quite entertaining, especially for Windhall Select Board to still like to
use. I almost think Paul is something of the town of Windhall.
Okay.
I think.
Personal testimony by Neil Ryan, and then question and answers begin at 7:15, and they plan to adjourn by 9, so they've allotted for quite a bit of time for question and answers, which...
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I think they're probably going to have a lot of questions.
I would say one would want to get there early. If you
As of now, see. I think I'm planning on going. I think I'd like to partake in it.
Go listen. Don't ask any questions.
Right, right.
Listen and get a little more information.
But in the meantime, do we want to have Kent draft a letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told him today already.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah.
Draw up a letter.
Sure. Yeah.
Pretty interesting to scroll through and see where the maze came from. I'm looking at the same thing Beth was looking at.
Yeah.
The whole roll.
Mm-hmm.
The nays are all rural mix. You know, they're all Northeastern.
Yeah.
Morgan.
Yeah.
You know, Stowe.
How close at all was it?
Not very. But they have super, Democrats have super majorities. So, you know, it was 107 total yeses to 38 noes.
Ooh.
In the House. And I think what I saw in the Senate was similar, like, you know, 21-6.
First, they're not even high. It was typical Democrat.
You know that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I did share this with the Planning Commission as well, the Stratton Planning Commission, in case anybody's interested in that as well.
Yeah, you're welcome as well.
One of the things that Alyssa Sabeto, when she did that meeting initially with us, asked us if we had any feedback in terms of this map and changing this map. This colored map, and at that point we really didn't. It was very similar to the map that we already have, but we didn't see the tier 3 map. That was something that we found online after the fact, and at that point this was so new to I think all of us that we didn't really know what feedback to give.
Who requested this? Laura? Requested the feedback.
Alyssa Sabeto from WRC. She basically gave us that similar presentation that was given to the Wynn Hall Select Board last week at that meeting that we were invited to.
Did you guys go to that?
I did not because it was advertised across social media. And there were a lot of people there, and they didn't have room for everyone.
Okay.
And so I didn't realize that it was that kind of meeting, and so.
You might see the media would attend one of these meetings to see it.
The media has grabbed a lot of this.
Okay. I've read tons of stuff about it from newspapers.
There was something in, and I have the article actually on my desk, there was one thing in the comments about it a few weeks ago, and I can grab that article. But I'm honestly seeing most of the stuff on Facebook, social media, or just Googling it.
Barbara Bedortha's real hot on it. She shares a ton of stuff about it on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
She's against it. I mean, she's very active on this whole thing. I mean, she's...
articles being shared.
Not that makes any difference. I mean, she seems to be... She's certainly up on it more than I am. I mean, like I say, but she's pretty vocal about it.
And I will say we are starting to get some questions of people coming in to the office. Very few, but... who are looking at doing projects, building projects, and asking how this is going to affect them. And at this point, it's kind of hard to say because...
Yeah, it's going to cost them more money.
Well, we can say that.
I texted Coop this afternoon to see if he might want to Zoom in tonight, but he didn't respond. I just said, you know, have you been following this? Because I'm sure he's not going
to
like it.
Have you talked to him about this at all?
I haven't, no. I may give him a call.
That was my first thought, too.
Yeah.
Got a lot of news.
Well, yeah, and eventually Corey might. You know, I mean, they own a couple hundred acres of land up there, you know. And, you know. One of the things that Tom was really concerned about was that conservation part of it. Because he said, you know, he said a little over 20 years ago, he said, I bought a fair chunk of land up in Danby. And he said, I spent a lot of money subdividing it so my sister could have a piece of it. And he said, so now, you know, have I thrown that money all away if this all goes into this conservation thing? Mm. You know, because he said at the time, he said it was a fair amount of my money. You know, he said between legal fees to subdivide it and go through the town and purchase the, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he's super against it. I mean, because he said after your meeting, he said, will you give me a call and let me know what your board decided? He said, I'm just interested to know what other, because he's been kind of pounding the pavement in Rutland County where they're from. You know, and I don't see any good in it. I mean,
yeah. Over the margin of the votes, it's like, what is the great benefit of this bill to whom?
Yeah.
Democrats.
I mean,
higher ups. Control.
It's probably going to create more jobs. It's probably going to, you know, it's.
What
Act 60 did to us.
We don't have that many urban centers.
The education part of the state is a mess.
Everything else is about
the whole state of education in the state is a mess.
And these downtown centers and removing reducing Act 250 requirements in the Tier 1A and 1B, which we don't have. Most places don't have.
They're going to build a new house with a new septic and a new well, then to tie it all to the old towns and their old plants. And that three. I don't get how they think. I'll tell you, we're not sure it's going to save us any money. But,
it ain't going to save us any
money. Well, wing it. Let's try it.
Yeah.
That's a plan?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, it runs along the line of Act 60 when they did that. They did a committee. Study Act 60 and what we can do about education, and they went around the whole state and had hearings and all this stuff and all that baloney, and they brought that up to the state and they just trashed it. Then they came up with Act 60. It's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at how long it took them to fix our own zoning in this town after they passed that first, you know, raft that was this thick. And you know, Kent and Paul Schwippert and some of the guys that had some common sense threw a lot of it out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because.
Well, put everything possible in it, and we didn't need it for this town.
No. Well, the problem was, and that was what I said right from the beginning, they made it too complicated for anybody to enforce.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you practically had to be a lawyer to enforce a thing. And that's why Rona was on the phone with Bill Jewell every day of the week, and he charged like a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, every time she called him, I mean, it was like, well, you know, what do we do about this now? And it's like, well. You know,
they went all out for that. It was a shame.
It was all a personal vendetta against the mountain, really. You know, is what it really boiled down to.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they already had to jump through enough crap to get what they got. You know, look at the stupid thing with the river over there and everything. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they can't do anything over there without, you know, they're under a microscope. You know, and.
Every month they have to send a report on all the things.
How
much tax money that place
flies by
every freaking week.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to discuss?
No.
I think we're good.
To make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Somebody shut the computer off.
So then we can really say what we think.
Come on, Al. Let one out. Turn this off. We know it's been building. Yeah.